what is this thing called the Olympic opening ceremony, huh? Well, it wasn't much in the beginning. Some serious orchestras, some boring speeches, maybe some folk dancing. But in the global television era, the Olympics opening ceremony has evolved into a spectacle, a genre of entertainment like no other. It is part opera. It is part Disney.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
It is part Super Bowl halftime show.
Look around, everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go.
Part air show, fashion show runway with national flags. Part monster truck show with outlandish stunts and over-the-top machines and stagecraft. Think of it as James Cameron special effects crossed with a marching band show. People in the shape of Mount Fuji. Wow, is that Australia out there made out of flashlights? You get the idea. And if you don't get the idea?
A heart-stopping moment. I mean, we're pleasured to, Bob, to witness many of the great moments in sport. That's tough to top.
Just for the record, security forces did clear the area beyond the rim of the stadium, so there was no danger. You'll hear all announcements tonight in three languages, French and English, the official languages of the Olympics, and the language China, in this case, of the host nation.
Although, Bob, that was just an announcement that needed no language at all.
For American television audiences, there are the helpful NBC anchors to explain it all for you.
Bob, a nation of 1.3 billion putting on a show like this, and people at home are not alone if they're saying it's both awe-inspiring and perhaps a little intimidating. But they told these drummers earlier in a rehearsal to smile more, and that's taken some of the edge off of it. Some.
Why, thank you, Matt Lauer and Bob Costas. So those are drums, huh? A lot of drumming in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. This from Athens in 2004. This from Seoul. There is the obligatory homage to the Greeks, who, of course, invented all of this.
The Greek poet Pindar wrote, just as the sun shines brighter than any other star, so shine the Olympics, greatest of them all. This segment is an artistic tribute to the ancient Greek Olympics.
There's the obligatory folksy local customs paraded out for all the world. In Sydney in 2000, it was kangaroos and outback cowboys. In 1996, Atlanta was a chance to look at civil rights history and Atlanta's favorite son, Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills, Georgia.
The ceremonies, of course, all have their stats. The 15,000 marching athletes in Beijing, the 10,000 spandex suits and hundreds of animals, laser lights, burning Olympic rings, you know, audience participation.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift up your cars.
What a stunning effect. The flags of all the nations competing in these games. A card left on every seat, and it's worked perfectly.
Hold them up.
That was from 1984 in L.A., when the music heard was
Etta James.
When the saints go marching in.
Freddie Mercury here, 1992 Barcelona. Gloria Estefan in 1996.
If I could reach higher, just for one moment touch the sky, from that one moment in my life, I'm gonna be stronger. Know that I've tried.
Sydney's theme, The Flame, Tina Arena.
My friends, will you show us the way?
feature Bjork in 2004.
Your sweat is salty.
Li Huan and Sarah Brightman in Beijing. And Survival by Muse, the theme of this year's London Games.
Race, life's a race, I'm gonna win, yes, I'm gonna win.
Survival, a theme of the London spirit on many levels as these games begin. And the final suspense at today's opening ceremony is always the lighting of the cauldron in the stadium. With an arrow, as in Barcelona, somewhat dodgily, you may recall, they had to do it without the arrow. The arrow missed. With Muhammad Ali in Atlanta, in one of the all-time great Olympic opening ceremony moments. Hey, if we survive the opening ceremony in London, produced by filmmaker Danny Boyle, that talented director of films about Indian poverty, dissipated drug-addled Brits, and that guy who chopped his own arm off in 127 hours, remember that? If we survive, then it's on to the actual game. It's a genre of music, intensity pop, all those Olympic themes and opening ceremonies. And you can get involved here at 877-8MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. Suggest a theme, pair it with an event. We won't make you do the ping pong or the gymnastics or the floor exercise, but we'll play the music.